All right, welcome. Hope you all survived the July 4th weekend. My voice is still recovering, so thank you for your understanding. We also had some emergencies happen over the weekend, I mean, as a nation. For example, the Eastern Power Grid, PJM, declared essentially a power emergency, which is exactly what I've been warning about is coming. And in this podcast, I'm going to cover a couple of other things that are happening right now that we warned about. So the Eastern Power Grid, as you know, affects 67 million Americans. It provides power to 13 Eastern and Northeastern states, not including Florida, by the way, but 13 states in the East and Northeast. And sure enough, because of the heat wave that's currently happening, PJM announced on their own website that they are, quote, executing a series of procedures to manage demand and maximize supply when some generation tripped offline, including calling an emergency demand response, etc. Going on, says the PJM issued a warning to prepare some transmission owners and utilities for the possibility of curtailing data centers and other large loads in their regions and moving them to backup generation. So they go on to say they ultimately did not need to do that, but they were right on the verge of doing that. And it's exactly as I warned, that hot weather causes high peak demand, and the Eastern Power Grid does not have enough excess demand to handle these situations. Now, not everybody knows that it's the Eastern Power Grid on which the government data centers run, for the most part, not all of them, but most of them in the Virginia area, including for the Pentagon, for the NSA, for the CIA, for, you know, all these different branches of government. They run on data centers, including AWS data centers in that region. So this was why Trump initially was telling people to raise the temperature on their thermostats to not use as much air conditioning. Because here we are running up to a conflict between the data centers and human air conditioning use, which is something that I've mentioned frequently. And of course, Trump wants you to not use as much air conditioning so that the data centers can continue to function, because, you know, they need their surveillance grid to spy on you, you know, to violate your Fourth Amendment rights, to violate your First Amendment rights, to run all their censorship and surveillance and money printing and confiscation and everything else. They got to have all their data centers. So you are the last priority, you being human, while the data centers are the first priority. And as you can obviously figure out here, when it gets hotter, they're going to turn off the human side of this equation before they will turn off the data centers. They'll just start rolling blackouts across cities. And oh, that's exactly what happened. So the second part of the story is that the power provider in New York City, Con Edison, actually did roll out essentially a blackout. They called it a voltage reduction across these large areas of New York City. So as you know, voltage in the United States, that is single phase voltage, is typically 115 volts, although, you know, that varies from area to area, but let's call it 115. And Con Edison announced they're going to have an 8% reduction. But in reality, many people reported their voltage went down to as low as 86 volts, which turns out to be a more of a 25% reduction. And of course, your computers won't run on 86 volts, nor will most of your appliances. Maybe some motors and older appliances can work on 86 volts. Some lights, like incandescent lights, can, no problem. But a lot of LED lights cannot. And again, modern computers and telecom equipment, etc., typically will not function with that kind of a voltage drop. So it's effectively a voltage blackout. And that hit huge areas of northern Manhattan and the Bronx. There's a bunch of them here, Hudson Heights, Riverdale, Kingsbridge, Inwood, Washington Heights, etc. Brooklyn and Queens, 400,000 customers had their voltage reduced, including northern Brooklyn and northern southeastern Queens. Westchester County had 90,000 customers. They were asked to conserve energy. And then Staten Island saw some voltage reductions as well. And people were told, as always, to stop using their air conditioning or limit it and avoid washers and dryers and, importantly, to delay their electric vehicle charging. Now, I've talked a lot about EVs lately and why EVs, when coupled with an off-grid solar system, actually give you a lot of freedom in the sense that you can collect sunlight from the sky and you can charge your own vehicle completely off-grid if you have enough solar panels and, you know, large enough battery storage, etc., which can be done. That's not impossible. It's not even crazy expensive if you just want to charge an EV. But most people charge their EVs from the grid. And the grid is going down, it turns out. So here we are. It didn't take long for these warnings to come true. Here we are right on the verge of, a situation where the power grid utterly fails. It could be taken offline for days or longer, depending on what's happening. Or what if there's an attack, a cyber attack on the power grid or a solar flare or something like that, that would have even more damaging effects. So the bottom line is the rolling blackouts are already here. They've already happened. Now, we're dealing with a global energy supply shock that goes beyond just our domestic energy grid. We're dealing with, of course, a loss of oil. Now, let's go to Ukraine and Russia here for a second, and let me give you a quick update there. Ukraine has been using drones made by Western European countries, such as Germany in particular, but also the UK. And these drones have been attacking Russian oil infrastructure, in particular, Russia's refining infrastructure. And although it's always hard to know what numbers are reliable out of that region, it looks to me like about 25% of Russia's oil refining capability has been taken offline. Now, given that Russia is a major exporter of not just oil, but refined products such as diesel, etc., this damaging of Russia's refining capability is going to have a huge impact on the shortage of oil-based products around the world. And countries that buy from Russia, which include India and China and Pakistan and others, they're going to be trying to source from other providers. But those other providers are already in an emergency because of the war, right? The war that continues. And here we are with a daily shortage of at least 10 million barrels of oil and possibly a daily shortage of a lot more, but at minimum 10 million barrels a day. And this adds up for each day that the Strait of Hormuz is not fully functioning. And no, it's not fully functioning, regardless of what the White House tells you, because they always lie about this. Oh, it's back to normal. No, it isn't. Because back to normal means 100 to 120 ships a day moving through there. We've had nowhere near that. I think on the best day we had 25 or 30 ships, and that was a one-day deal, and it's over. So we're somewhere around 5% of norm on a typical day. So a 95% loss of the oil and oil-related products that we would normally have. Well, nevertheless, the paper market manipulations have been so extreme, and clearly this is being pushed by the White House through the banks and investment funds to short the bejesus out of the oil paper market. And they've been doing that. The shorts are historic at this point. We've never seen this many shorts. And what it looks like is that they're trying to squeeze oil out of paper by shorting the paper markets and then trying to create the impression that oil is readily available, because low-priced oil is a signal that it must have abundant supply, even though it doesn't. So the paper shorting is trying to create the false impression of oil abundance where there actually is no oil abundance. There's oil shortages that are only going to be made worse, not just by the war, but by the situation that I just mentioned in Russia. And if you're wondering, why doesn't Russia just block all the drones coming in? Well, it's because Russia is a huge territory. It's massive. You know, the country spans like 12 or 13 time zones. It's huge. It's larger than the continental United States. And so you can't protect every, you know, square meter of the country. And so these European drones are getting in and causing extensive damage to the refineries. Russia, however, is moving on the ground against Ukraine and has just conquered what is apparently one of the three main so-called fortress cities. I've forgotten the name of it, but this happened over the weekend, and apparently it's a big deal, although I'm not monitoring that situation very closely. But Russia is also turning up the heat on Ukraine. Nevertheless, even then, it's going to take Russia many, many months and over a year in some cases to rebuild the damage to the refineries. At the same time, the war in the Middle East is nowhere near ending. So that oil situation continues to look rather grim. And remember that the U.S. imports 6.5 million barrels per day of the heavier crude oil in order to get the kind of oil that the U.S. needs for its own refineries. So the bottom line is, just encompassing everything I've mentioned here, we have a failing power grid on the eastern power grid. We've already started to hit rolling blackouts. We have a global supply shock of oil that hasn't yet been felt in terms of a severe emergency in the United States, but is about to be felt as such in the next, I don't know, let's say 60 days or less. It's going to start becoming rather dire. We have a financial system that's desperately trying to squeeze oil out of paper by placing all these short bets on the paper market for oil, which represents future costs of oil to be delivered. But we know that's all a farce, because the actual future cost of oil is going to hit something closer to $200 a barrel, if not more. And it's not even going to take very long to get there, because you can't wave a magic wand and generate oil out of paper, or out of thin air for that matter. Just like you can't create kilowatt hours out of thin air to solve the East Coast or the Eastern power grid supply problem with PJM. So we are in the middle of a multi-tiered energy crisis that we have only just begun to feel. And it's going to get far, far worse for Americans. You know, not just Russians or Ukrainians or Europeans or whoever. You know, not just Taiwan and Japan and South Korea and other oil importers or gas importers. It's going to get bad for Americans yet this year. And of course, Trump is out there saying it's a new golden age and everything's great. Everybody's going to get rich. It's become this like circus huckster salesman or something. I don't know what it is. While the worst energy crisis we've ever faced is rapidly approaching, like a distant avalanche that's making its way toward us. And it's coming. It cannot be stopped. So that's the reality of the situation we face with the energy crisis in the United States. So what's the upshot of all of this? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a larger agenda at work. Of course there is. That the energy scarcity we are witnessing right now, this is being engineered. It's all on purpose. Why? Well, it goes back to what I said last year, that data centers compete with humans for three things. That's power, water, and farmland. And, you know, the powers that be, they want the data centers. They need the data centers. They have to have their race for super intelligence and all their surveillance grid and all their flock cameras and all their spying and their Internet of Things and everything else. You are expendable. We are all expendable. So they don't want humans around, or not as many. Hardly any, actually. So this energy scarcity, which is also driving a food scarcity issue that will result in mass global famine in 2025. You're going to see famine spanning multiple continents. It's already guaranteed to happen. This is all by design. They're turning off the energy spigot by starting a war with Iran, knowing Iran would close the Strait of Hormuz. turning off the fertilizer spigot in the same way, and then they're harming Russia's ability to export oil. Trump conquered Venezuela to control that oil, make sure they couldn't export to countries not approved by Trump. And on top of that, think about it. The whole climate change agenda was put in place to force a dismantling of domestic energy infrastructure all across Western Europe, from the UK to Germany and all across the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, etc. It was all done to dismantle the energy infrastructure so that civilization could not function, because civilization requires energy, as we're seeing now, or at least the human side does. Refrigeration, air conditioning, EV charging, computing, etc. They don't want you around anymore because they don't want you to do any of those things. They need all the energy for their own projects. So it's very clear why they're engineering global famine and a global energy supply shock and global warfare, followed by, of course, what's coming, which is a currency collapse as well. So again, all by design, no surprises here to anyone who's well-informed. And if you're listening to my podcast, you are well-informed. So what's the upshot here? How do you insulate yourself from this? Well, nothing's changed in my answer on that. It's still the same answer, but in case you want it summarized, it's decentralize your life, get off-grid as much as you can, capture your own electricity with solar. The batteries are good now. They weren't until this year, actually. So the batteries are very usable now for these systems. Get off-grid with your food production as much as you can. Know how to make your own medicine. Have your own local AI systems. You can learn more about all of these skills by watching my shows at decentralize.tv. And if you do these things and you know, many other things, become more self-reliant, get off-grid, move out of the city, etc., then you have a shot of making it through, because you can survive when the system does not function. But very few people are actually in that situation. Most people will remain entirely dependent on the system. All their finances will be tied up in the dollar, which of course is going to crater at some point, and is actually cratering a little bit every day because of all the money printing. Most people are entirely dependent on, you know, cloud-based AI for their research or getting answers on things. That's a huge mistake. You need local AI. Most people are completely dependent on the food system and the medical system and the pharmacies and this and that. You know, it's insane. I mean, I just went through a pretty bad bout of being exposed to some kind of bioweapon shedding or something. That's why my voice got wrecked. And I didn't even think of using prescription medications or going to the pharmacy or anything like that. What ended up solving my problem was remembering that I had pine needles growing on my property, because I plant and grow pine needle or loblolly pine trees. And so I harvested the pine needles. I made pine needle tea. I was just drinking some a few minutes ago. Also, that's what finally saved me, plus a bunch of other herbs, echinacea and golden seal and nutrition, you know, vitamin C, zinc, a lot of other things. Natural things, elderberry, liquid, extract, things like that. I don't depend on the medical system. Oh, and ivermectin, of course, I've got that. You know, I don't go to a doctor or a pharmacy if I've got something going on health-wise. I take care of it using natural medicine. In this case, I was a little late to take action, which is why my voice got wrecked. But once I finally came to my senses and realized, holy crap, I need to get on top of this, then I knew what to do. That's the way we need to be in every area of our lives, whether it's finance, food, medicine, technology, communications, you name it. And speaking of communications, by the way, the Satellite Phone Store is our sponsor on the tech side for comms. And that's really critical, because satellite phones cannot be tracked by cell towers. They cannot be tracked by cell towers. So if you have a satellite phone with you, you can power it up, you can make a call, and they don't know where you're calling from. They only know within a radius of, I don't know, 50 or 100 miles or something like that. But they can't track your movement from cell tower to cell tower like they can with a mobile phone. So that's really critical. So contact the satellite phone store if that's something that you are interested in, sat123.com, sat123.com. Did you know the flock cameras are also going to start scanning all of your Bluetooth for your phones and like Wi-Fi signals and things like that as you drive by? They're fingerprinting your digital assets as you drive by, and that way they can track your activities all over town because there's flock cameras everywhere. So you got to start putting your phones in Faraday bags, and you have to block them while you're driving. Otherwise, flock will read everything. And those Faraday bags, which are called dark bags, are also sold by the satellite phone store at sat123.com. So check those out there. Anyway, bottom line is get as decentralized as you can. Be ready for what's happening. It's an engineered supply chain shutdown that's taking place. This is all being done on purpose to cause famine, to cause bankruptcy, to cause an energy deficit that will ultimately result in energy lockdowns. Energy lockdowns are coming, and that's why they need all the flock cameras so they can lock you down and prevent you from driving on the public roads. They will monitor you with all those cameras. That's the whole point. Energy lockdowns are coming. So be aware of all of that. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also articles at naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on brighteon.social for my social media posts there as well. So get ready and thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.